I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I just want people to, you know, this is following me everywhere. Everything I do, if I announce something, people make up their mind, which is, it's flattering in one way, but it's sort of dangerous in another, because people formulate their ideas and it's difficult to get over that. You know, people sort of are set in their way. So it was strange that some people take hearsay as gospel. So it's like people saying about, oh, I heard it got criticised. No, it didn't. Some people hadn't seen it and they second-guessed it. And then when they saw it, they realised, which is why we put out the non-broadcast pilot, because I wanted to get it over with. Do you know what I mean? Everything I've ever done has been greeted with, since The Office, you know, like, right, OK, what's this about? This sounds cruel. Well, watch it first.
But it was interesting, if you were watching it on Twitter, you got to the advert break and people were like, I'm not sure about this. And then you got to the end of the show and people were like, I'm in tears, this is brilliant. And it is one of those things that you do need to give a chance. You do need to say, half an hour, I'm going to have an open mind with this.
But that should be the case with everything. I mean, really, people, it's like films nowadays. They give it one day in the cinema and then, like, you know, what... That things wouldn't exist. The Office wouldn't exist if that was the case. When they did a focus group at the BBC for The Office, right? And it got the lowest score ever. Joint bottom with Women's Bowls. Now, if that was Hollywood or, you know, you know, nowadays, that would be pulled. It wouldn't happen. When The American Office went out, they wanted to pull it after four episodes, okay? Because the ratings weren't good enough for NBC. Then they looked at the breakdown, the demographic, and it was the highest rated show amongst people with earnings over 100,000. So the advertisers loved it.
Seven series later,
awards later. Of course you've got to give things a chance. I'm as bad. I tell you, everything I've ever loved, I didn't like at first. You know, I think, you know, it's like kids. Of course they're going to like sweets more, but it takes a while to appreciate better things, I think. Everything I've ever loved, I didn't like. It took me, like, you know, Radiohead, David Bowie, The Godfather, Sopranos I started watching and stopped. Then someone said, no, you've got to watch it. Greatest show ever. The greatest show ever. Because I think people are so used to getting that initial first hit. That's why things happen in the first few minutes. That's why things are reduced to their lowest element. You know, it's in your face. But then things... You know, things that are acquired taste last so much longer as well.
When you talk about Derek, it seems like it is a pet project. It's your passion.
It is.
I mean, is this the thing that you are most proud of already?
Yes, it is. I mean, everything's been, as I said, you know, everything's been a passion. I've only done things that I really, really enjoy and that mean something to me. But this means more to me than anything. For lots of reasons, but mainly because of the actual character of Derek. I love him. He's perfect. He's honestly... He sees the world differently, but he sees... In episode 6, Kev says something. He says, you know, I lied, I cheated, I took shortcuts, I was lazy. Derek took the only shortcut that's right, the only shortcut that works, and that's kindness. And it's all about that. It's all about, if you're nice and you're kind and you're honest, you're pretty much as good as you need to be.
If this character is perfection... Do you find it...
I didn't say that.
Not perfection, but he's perfect for you, didn't
you? Yeah. He's a beautiful person.
Do you find it difficult then when you're asked, what is he like? Has he got disabilities? Has he this? And you can't answer it. It's interesting.
I've never considered him to be disabled. It never even crossed my mind. I always knew he was different and like a little nerd. But as I said, you know, what's Father Dougal? You know, what's Frank Spencer? What's Mr. Bean? What's SpongeBob, for Christ's sake? So, but no, I love him because he's just so sweet and innocent. And we'd all like to be like that. We always have societal restrictions. We always have to try and be cool. You know, someone says, what's your favourite music? You don't say Sting, even if it is. You go, Blind Lemon Pie, you know, the unrecorded years. You try and be a little bit cooler than you are. You know, it's like...
You've said that there's a sense of coming home with this, and I don't want to go into that whole sort of the Hollywood thing and the fame thing. Is there a sense of coming home from making it as well? Because you basically invented the genre of the fake documentary. I mean, did you learn anything?
No, I didn't.
But in many people's eyes, it came to...
Well, my biggest influence was Spinal Tap. Okay, I think Christopher Guest did it, you know, if not first, best. You know, he did those lovely flawed characters that were acting naturalistically but saying absurd things. You know, which is life. That's what life's like. Life's full of weird people, most of the people you walk around, you'd find most people a little bit weird because they're different to you. They're not weirder than you. To them, you're weird. But we're all different. And everyone's got their own foibles. Everyone's got their own little neuroses. Everyone's a bit different. You know, I find someone sucking a bowl of sweet behind me the most infuriating thing in the world. Most people don't care about it, you know? So you live with it or you move. You know, you've got to live with yourself and you've got to live with other people. And as far as making it's concerned, I don't know. I don't know what making it is. Making it is, Bob Dylan said, a man can consider himself a success if he wakes up in the morning, goes to bed at night, and in between did exactly what he wanted. And that's what I do. So that's why I'm successful, because I do what I want.